Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Vicki Oliver's here. We're glad she's here, too. She's one of the top career experts on the planet. She's written all the important books on the topic, 301 Smart Answers to Tough Business Etiquette Questions. She's making me take a test on that book because she knows I need it. Bad Bosses, Crazy Co-Workers, and Other Office Idiots. That's one of my favorites of hers, and she's our good friend. Vicki, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate being on your show.
And thank you for letting me retake the etiquette test after having failed the first one. Thank you for letting me do
You're
that.
You're welcome.
Hey, Bad Bosses.
How did you do on it?
When I failed the first one, but we'll have to see how the second one goes. So Vicki, I remember... I remember the bad bosses that I had. I tried to think about whether I realize now that maybe they were burned out. I remember having a boss, one of my early bosses was awful, and I left that company almost to get away from him, and I went to the new company. I was just a kid. I went to the new company, and it was as if his sister was working there.
Yes.
Now she's my boss. I mean, it was like, do you have a brother named Jim? You know, the guy's name was Jim too. I said, do you have a brother named Jim? I mean, it's like I couldn't get away from these people. And I look back now and I'm thinking, were they burned out or they were just naturally disagreeable? How do we know?
Right. Yeah. So first of all, on your first point, that's the thesis of Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots, that if you have a problem boss at one place and you can't figure out how to solve it and you leave to find a different type, chances are excellent you're going to suffer the same type at the next company, mm-hmm. You know, because you have to learn how to cope with different personality types, you know, and they're out there. But in terms of burned out, yes, if you're working for somebody, I mean, burnout is a real thing.
What? Can you define it? Can you define burnout? Define burnout.
Yes. I would say the person has checked out mentally. They don't care. They've worked themselves too hard, maybe, and they don't care. It's like they're on vacation, but they're not on vacation. They're there working.
And typically, it's somebody who's put in the hours of the years, right? We're not talking about, they're not too many 23-year-olds should be burned out. These are people who've got a gray hair or two, probably. Maybe they're burned out because they're overworked. The promises that were made haven't been delivered. Their own life hasn't turned out like they thought it would. Things like that. Would that be called burnout?
I would say that. Those are signs that the person is burned out. But here are some other signs. You're working for somebody, and maybe she's coming in later and later. You're working for somebody, and maybe he's not really tracking your performance, or maybe the person is going through a big personal problem. Like maybe your boss is getting divorced, let's say, and her door is closed all the time, right? Mm-hmm. She's dealing with a personal crisis. Their eye is off the ball. Mm-hmm. That is a burned out boss.
Hmm. Yeah, and of course, you and I both know at this stage of our lives, more and more of us are dealing with our parents.
There could be some enormous problem that they're facing. That's one reason.
It could be something that's taking their attention away. They're not prone themselves to be this way, but the outside influences are causing them to be burned out, and because they're, I mean, you know, as you, you know, when you're dealing with elderly parents, you're charting new water. You know, this is stuff you've never done before. Most people,
right?
At least not the first time.
Right. It doesn't, you know, just because your boss might be burned out. Doesn't mean you can't feel compassion for the person. You know, you
I was
going
to say, should we? Our first response is to make it all about us and say, you know, why are you being so mean to me, or why are you not doing your job? But maybe
or we ignoring
should...
me. Why are mm-hmm. you ignoring me? Mm-hmm. I did such a fantastic job on that. You know, you didn't even say thank you. Right? This is what we're thinking.
Right. Right. And we're making it all about us, and we're not looking behind the curtain to kind of say, okay, you know, what's going on over there? I know that their mother's sick, or I know their family member's sick, or they're
right.
or they're, as you say, getting a divorce, or maybe they've been passed over.
Right.
Maybe they've been passed over for a promotion. That would be an obvious one, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be an obvious one, and possibly deserved if they're burned out, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but. Yes, you're right. We tend, you know, we all feel, oh, that person isn't paying enough attention to me. You know, we tend to feel that way. But it isn't usually about you. It's about the person. You know, mm-hmm. the burnout is their problem. It's their problem.
The only thing about this, I'm gonna do some implication stuff here now. If the reason this is important to us, for small business owners to hear, is because they've got managers working for them who get burned out. And all of a sudden, the manager isn't leaving, which you maybe you wouldn't mind if they're not doing their job, but their employees are leaving. Their direct reports are leaving,
right.
And you don't know why. And we now, you know, after decades of research, every year the research shows the number one reason a person leaves is because of their manager. They don't leave companies;
yeah.
they leave people. And so your good
right.
employees. Are leaving you because you've got a burned out manager and you're not paying attention to it. What do you think?
Right. I agree. You know, if you work for somebody who's burned out, let's say you're working for somebody and they're burned out and you're there for a year, it really decreases your own morale.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like coming to work.
I've seen
That's
this.
That's the problem.
I've
you don't
seen
like,
this.
You're not
I've
having
seen,
any fun, you know?
I've watched organizations dissolve. Because of one person, one manager in a pivotal position literally caused a good company to go bad. One person.
Right. Right.
And the top people were oblivious to what was going on. Even if even when it was pointed out, they were in denial. It's astonishing to see how that happens.
Right.
Vicki, I need your website, please.
Oh, sorry. It's VickiOliver.com. V-I-C-K-Y. Oliver.com.
Okay. There you go. And the books are all there. 301 Smart Answers to Tough Business Etiquette Questions. Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots. Live Like a Millionaire Without Being One. That's another one of her books. And she and I will be right back. We're going to talk some more about how do you deal with a burned out boss? Or what about it? What if it's you? 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.